Nearly a century ago, our nation went through a tremendous hardship that left people homeless, hungry, and dead. The severity of the Great Depression had an impact on every person who endured it. Life was forever changed when it was taken by surprise. With essentially no help from President Herbert Hoover, the nation decided to get a new leader to get them out of these beyond difficult times. They elected President Franklin Roosevelt to be the man. He set a plan in motion for the country to get out of its hardest times, and he was ready for the job. I'm your host, Rachel Payton, and you're listening to the Chronicles of Time. Let's dive into the Great Depression and FDR's New Deal. Since the formation of America, we as a people have never faced such a battle as the Great Depression. In the 1920s, it had been fabulous, nothing but good times and prosperity after coming out of World War I. The decade had been spent doubling the nation's wealth, but don't let that fool you. Over 6 billion goods were bought on credit in the year of 1929. In March of that year, President Herbert Hoover began his term. The nation he was elected to run was about to fall apart. 80% of Americans had no savings at all, and the others who did would usually invest in the stock market. Or, if they didn't have money, they would get a loan to invest. After 6 months in office, Hoover was about to face a problem that would go on his entire presidency and eventually be the reason he didn't get a second term. On Thursday, October 24th, over 12.9 million stocks were traded, thus giving it the name Black Thursday. 5 days later, gloom was still in the air, and 16 million shares were traded in giving that the name Black Tuesday. Many of the shares traded during this time were worthless. Within a three-week span, the stock market would go on to lose 12 times the amount of money that the government was using. Shockingly, only less than 10% of households had stocks. So how did this end up affecting so many? Well, the effects were being seen nationwide by 1931. People began to have distrust in their banks, so they began withdrawing their money. And you have to remember, this was pre-FDIC, so your money was not protected. A lot of the banks were individually owned and weren't able to pay their loans with people not using them and withdrawing their money. If they didn't have the money to pay their bills, then you most certainly wouldn't be seeing your money. The banks would simply shut down and you would be belly up with no money to your name. No money means no spending. This is how people began losing their jobs. Factories, after seeing sales decrease, began to slow production and fire workers. The workers who did remain on would see their pay and hours decreased. By 1933, America was unrecognizable from the land it had been even a decade before. At this time, over 600 banks were closed, and 28 states didn't have one single bank. Families were desperate, but there was no help. President Hoover assured Americans that this would run its course and things would get back to normal. But 12 million Americans were unemployed. Lines grew bigger to the soup kitchens, and goods and services produced in the states fell by one-third. Prices were plummeting at a record rate, but it didn't matter when no one had money to buy anything. Things were only getting worse for the people who lived in the Great Plains. Farmers were unable to afford harvest for their crop, therefore couldn't maintain their land. Even if they could, a terrible drought that had lasted years stood in their way. The drought had terrible winds that would lift topsoil up from farms and carry it. It eventually became known as the Dust Bowl. The Dust Bowl was just the icing on the cake for people already suffering from the Great Depression. Not only are you broke, now your living conditions just got much worse. It was so bad that people began to develop pneumonia and would have to shovel the dust out of their way. The dust would seep into even well-insulated homes and cover them. Terrible dust storms token the name as Black Blizzards. All in all, the Dust Bowl affected 19 states, but eventually regular rainfall began to return in 1939. But it took years for the land to recover from the Dust Bowl. After 4 years of Hoover essentially doing nothing to ease the depression, Americans were ready for a change. Governor of New York, Franklin D. Roosevelt, beat Hoover in the 1932 election by a landslide. FDR received 472 electoral votes, Hoover only 59. During campaigning, FDR promised to put an end to the economic crisis. A short 36 hours of taking office, he got straight to work. He declared March 6, 1933, a bank holiday. Simply put, he was closing all banks for a week in hopes of inspecting them and reopening them financially sound. He knew that he couldn't just say the banks were secure. He must do something to prove it. Therefore, the EBA and the FDIC were created in hopes of persuading Americans to put their trust back in the banking institution. Shockingly enough, it worked. And when the banks reopened, more money was deposited than was withdrawn. The FDIC ensured your money was being refunded should anything happen to the bank. They also created the Security and Exchange Commission, or the SEC, to ensure there is no market manipulation. People were feeling more sound and secure. Roosevelt had spoken of a new deal coming to America during his campaign, but now he was bringing it to life. The New Deal isn't just one thing. It's actually a set of programs that Roosevelt set in place to ease America out of the Great Depression. Firstly, and smartly, Roosevelt ended the Prohibition. By doing so, it would bring in tax revenue that was desperately needed. He would pass a lot during his first 100 days in office, boosting Americans' faith in their new president. But we can't give him all the credit. He also had Congress making the decisions possible. Some of the things passed between them were the Agricultural Adjustment Act, or the AAA. They had farmers limit their crop production in exchange for money from the government. They did this so overproduction of crops would stop, but this program ended in 1942 after being deemed unconstitutional. They passed the CCC, or the Civilian Conservation Corps, which paid young men to build national parks. The CWA was similar. The Civil Works Administration gave jobs to people who would build schools, airports, roads, and much, much more. This gave millions of jobs to Americans. The Wagner Act gave workers the federal protection, the right to unionize. There was the Homeowners Loan Act, giving relief for homeowners and mortgage lenders, and National Housing Act, which created the Federal Housing Administration. But perhaps the most debated program of all, the SSA. The Social Security Act gave federally funded assistance to unemployed, elderly, and disadvantaged Americans. Today, this topic is extremely controversial in politics and is debated heavily. After passing bill after bill, the nation was starting to heal. Roosevelt had his fair share of critics, many thinking he was too progressive and leading the nation into socialism. But nevertheless, by 1941, we were in another world war, but the economy was looking brighter. Roosevelt had made America better off when it was all said and done. Numbers don't lie. He was handed an unemployment rate of 24% in 1933 and turned it into 1.9% in 1945. FDR changed the Democratic Party forever. He would go on to pass away during his fourth term. Yes, I said fourth term. He is the longest president to ever serve, and with reason. We still see the New Deal programs in effect today, so Roosevelt's legacy shall live on. The nation hasn't suffered so severe since the Great Depression, and may we never get to that point again. Well, there you have it, folks. You just learned about the Great Depression and FDR's New Deal. Thank you so much for listening, and if you want more content, check out my Facebook and Instagram page. If you want to talk history or have any questions or suggestions, email me at thechroniclesoftimepodcast@gmail.com. If you like this episode, leave a rating or review. I'm your host, Rachel Payton, and you just listened to The Chronicles of Time.